Yerushalmi Kelaim, corresponding to Bavli Menachos Daf Pei. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Gimel, Amad Aleph at the Mishnah. Hamasachech eskufanai al gabi tvoi, tvoosei shochaveyoi, hawei zekidesh v'chai b'achvuyusai. If one who causes his vine to spread over his neighbor's produce, he prohibits it and he's responsible for it. Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon oimim eina de mekadosh dor shein eshaloi, but Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon say that a person cannot prohibit that which is not his. Am Rabbi Yosi, maiseh, if once happened that a person planted seeds in his vineyard in Shvius, and Rabbi Akiva ruled that a person cannot prohibit that which is not his, since in Shvius his land is not considered his, he cannot prohibit it through planting kilayim. And the Gemara says, Ksiv, the Pasuk says in Dvarim, Perek Chofbeis Pasuk Tes, Loi Sizra Kamacha Kilayim, Enene Ela Kamacha Kem Achaminayin, Tamblai Mekerem Veloi Kilayim. Do not plant kilayim in your vineyard together with a mixed variety of species, lest the increase, even the seed that you plant and the product of the vineyard become forbidden. This only teaches about your own vineyard. What about another's vineyard? The end of the pasuk says, kerem, which means the vineyard. Amar Belaza, Rabbi Lazar says that the phrase another vineyard implies that one also may not plant in the vineyard of a Gentile. And as far as the view of Rabbi Meir, that the acquisition of land in Eretz Yisrael of a Gentile does not exempt it from tithes. Rabbi Yochanan de Beakolhi, Departe Begoy Shezoah, Kam Melikilayim, Velakom Emeni Yisrael. Rabbi Yochanan says this follows both opinions, because even though there's no prohibition of Kilayim if a Jew planted in the vineyard of a Gentile, but if a Jew then buys the vineyard from a Gentile, there's a prohibition for him to allow them to continue growing. Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Yosef, Tarveyon, Amri, Rabbi Yonah, and Rabbi Yosef both said that it follows the view of Rabbi Meir.